Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. Every night on my radio show, I have a feature called Delilah's Dilemmas, where folks call me or write me and share a sticky situation they're in, and I try to help them figure out the best course of action. Today, we're going to listen to some of those unique situations right here on Hey, It's Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man named Drew, who says, I'm 30 years old, living in the fine city of Pittsburgh. I have searched high and I have searched low for years for the love of my life. I recently had the opportunity to meet a girl, Sarah, that my roommate introduced me to, and we hit it off. We have been on a couple of dates and had a very special and wonderful time. My dilemma occurred last evening when a girl from my past suddenly and without provocation grabbed me at a party and kissed me. It was one of the most passionate moments of my life, and she may have well kissed my heart. She is fresh out of a relationship, and I do not know if this kiss will develop into a relationship, but I think it's too soon to tell. I don't want to break Sarah's heart. She's such a sweet girl. I don't want to play games with this, but I don't want to miss out on a true opportunity for love. Any help would be greatly appreciated. With love, from Drew. Whew! Oh, Drew. I will give my best mama, Delilah, advice to you coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a 30-year-old man who recently started dating a sweet girl named Sarah that he enjoys spending time with. Then out of the blue, he was at a party and an ex who is just out of a relationship grabbed him and kissed him. And now he doesn't know what to do. Here's the thing, Drew. There's a reason she's your ex. Yes? And if she is fresh out of a relationship, what she's doing is rebounding. She's hurting. She's feeling like she was spurned or shunned or not good enough, probably. And so what is she going to do to make her heart feel better? She's going to get validation from you. So she kissed you. And it made your spine tingle and your head stop thinking. Sometimes, Drew, people do crazy things for a number of reasons. If she had started talking to you, developed a friendship with you again, made amends for the past, talked things through, you went for a walk, and on that walk, you tenderly kissed and you felt feelings, that would be one thing. But seeing you at a party and grabbing you and putting you on a lip lock, that doesn't sound very meaningful to me. So put that in perspective. Now, back to Sarah, the girl you met. Do you like her? Is she sweet? Is she tender? Is she kind? Is she funny? Is she smart? Does she make you feel comfortable in your skin? If the answer is yes, why would you blow that up over somebody that you already found out in the past wasn't going to work? These are my thoughts because I was an idiot like you, and I thought one kiss meant something that it truly didn't. Okay? Don't make the same mistake I made, Drew, and blow up your life. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemmas from somebody says, I'd like to dedicate a song to a friend who seems to be going through a midlife crisis. He's entertaining another woman while he's married and has two children. He's been a longtime friend, and I'm concerned as he is selfishly cheating on his wife. I know it for a fact. However, I'm caught in the middle as our kids are very close and our families are close in general. My question is, should I confront him directly or should I tell his wife about my concerns? Problem is that the woman in question is someone he works with, and it gets very complicated. I'm quite sure the wife knows but is in denial. Do I stick my nose in his affair or do I turn a blind eye? Not sure why I even bother to care, but there's so much history in our families. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks from Meddling Mary, not her real name. Meddling Mary, I will have my words for you coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from somebody I have named Meddling Mary, who is close friends with a family and has discovered that the husband in this family is having an affair. She says, I know it for a fact. He's selfishly cheating on his wife. Meddling Mary, you have no clue why he's cheating, if he's cheating, unless you're in the bedroom there with them. You don't know what's going on, and it's not for you to judge his motives or his behavior. If you are truly a friend and you are concerned, you don't confront him and stick your nose in his affair. You say to him, friend, I care about you. I love you. I love your family. I love your wife and your children. And I think that you're making choices that could hurt you and hurt them. And I know it's none of my business, but if you ever need to talk about it or get honest with somebody, I'm here for you. If you feel that you have this information and that it could help to save his family, then you talk to him in love, not in holier than thou shove. And you do not, under any circumstances, do anything that would hurt his precious wife. She's already hurt enough. If you truly care, then you talk to him in love. Otherwise, you keep your mouth shut and let God deal with it. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Deb, who said, I heard you talking recently about losing your son, Sammy, a couple of years ago. I was so sorry to hear this. 3 years ago, we lost a grandson, Ryan, to leukemia. He passed away just a few days before his sixth birthday. I was blessed to be able to take time off and spend the last months of his life supporting my son and my daughter-in-law and their family. Ryan's death has now torn my family apart, and I don't know how or if it can be fixed. A year after Ryan's death, my daughter gave birth to a little girl. She was actually born on her cousin Ryan's birthday. This was totally unplanned. My daughter went into labor, and 24 hours later, she delivered. She named her daughter Bristol Ryan. This is what has caused the rift in my family. My son and his wife felt that my daughter should have asked permission before she used Ryan's name. I have been blamed because I knew ahead of time. No amount of talking has been able to fix this. At this time, my son is not talking to me, my daughter, or my other son. I've reached out, but to no avail. What can I do? Please help me, from a grandma whose heart is broken. Well, Deb, I will have my words of advice for you, although they're not really for you. They're for your son and his wife, coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a grandmother who lost her grandson. And after she lost her grandson, her daughter delivered a baby girl on her nephew's birthday. And she named her daughter after her nephew who passed away, Bristol Ryan. And the boy's parents have gotten upset about this. I hate to say this, but in his grief and his wife's grief, instead of being honored and blessed that his sister would name her daughter after his son, he's somehow taking ownership and deciding who can use his son's name. That's insane. But you know what? When you lose a child, you go insane. When my brother passed away, my mother went crazy, and she never really came back to us fully. She was so brokenhearted, she was not able to fully function after my brother passed away. So I get that. And I understand that your son and his wife are crazy in pain with grief. But your daughter should not be punished for wanting to do something to honor her nephew. And I am so sorry that instead of it being seen as a blessing, it's being seen as somehow a transgression or a travesty. And here's the sad thing, Deb, there's nothing you can say to fix it. So I will say a prayer for your family. I hope that your son and his wife stop in the midst of their grief. They are being hurtful, and that's very sad. I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Delilah. Hi, it's Delilah. Up, Faith, and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th, and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up, Faith, and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.